Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Now, before you go, a word about record keeping.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you about that.
What's the best way to keep track of what we're doing in the lab?
Well, obviously, all your observations should be written down. I know you think you won't forget stuff and you'll be able to recall it later, but generally this turns out not to be the case. Written data, however, are a permanent record, and you must be thorough. Organise and record everything in a bound notebook.
I use a spiral notebook.
And I use a large notepad.
That won't do. A book with binding ensures the pages are not easily removed or lost. Oh, and be sure to write your entries in complete sentences.
Isn't that a waste of time?
Surely notes are good enough.
You might think so. But brief notes can be hard to decipher at a later date. Whereas with full sentences, you are less likely to misinterpret data.
I make sketches, you know, simple drawings.
That's a good idea, Vincent, but be sure to date them.
You want us to write the date next to each drawing?
Yes. Every sketch and every entry must be dated.
What about headings?
Use the title of the experiment as your first entry. When you have completed your observation entries, answer any questions that have been posed, and then, finally, write your conclusion.
How do we write a conclusion? Do we need to repeat things like the questions and our findings, or the time it all took?
Just write your own ideas or feelings about the experiment as the conclusion. Oh, and remember to sign it. Well, that's all I have time for today. If you have any questions, ask the lab assistant or come back to me.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.